Now today's top federal headlines. A senior OMB official says he's not worried about a potential shutdown in December. Dave Mader, acting deputy director for management and controller at OMB, says conversations with congressional leaders are making solid progress and that lawmakers don't want another shutdown. He says a two-year top-line spending agreement would really help the administration focus on management issues like cybersecurity and workforce hiring and training. Meanwhile, OPM will help agencies tap into hiring authorities they already have. The Hiring Excellence Campaign will launch in January. OPM will work with hiring managers and human resources staff to identify skill gaps and find appropriate applicants for areas like cybersecurity and IT management. New phases of USAjobs.gov will also be rolled out in 2017. Defense Secretary Ash Carter rolls out the first steps in what he says will be a series of reforms to DOD's personnel system. But as Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, most of the hard decisions are being saved until later.
The long-awaited decisions on Carter's Force of the Future initiative do not address some of the hard questions the Pentagon's been studying for months, like how to reform career management for civilian and military employees. They do provide some incremental changes, though, including a new digital service for defense, the creation of a new chief recruiting officer, and expanded programs for workers to move between DOD and the private sector. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
There were more bonuses for senior executives in 2014 compared to the year before. GovExec reports the number of executives receiving bonuses based on job performance increased by over 12%. The average amount of the awards rose as well by about $350. ODNI's National Counterintelligence and Security Center releases the 2016 National Counterintelligence Strategy. It focuses on foreign intelligence entity threats and creating and using advanced techniques and tools against them. It also calls for more sharing of FIE information with public and private sectors to create more counterintelligence capabilities. Federal IT spending is on the rebound. Jason Miller tells us why in the IT report.
Civilian and Defense Department IT budgets are expected to increase over the next 5 years. After the last 3 years of declining technology spending, the Professional Services Council's vision forecast finds the federal IT budget should reach $79 billion in 2016 and as much as $85 billion by 2021. PSC says civilian agencies will see a larger percentage increase, which is being driven by cybersecurity challenges and the need to modernize legacy systems. I'm Jason Miller.
CIOs who see acquisition reform as a compliance exercise are missing the point. More now from Tom Temin in today's management report.
The Federal Information Technology Acquisition Reform Act, or FITARA, gives CIOs new authority. Congress is looking for checkbox compliance, but EPA CIO Ann Duncan says the law's real potential lies in how it gives CIOs the chance to transform your agency. She's using the law to lower costs, raise accountability, improve software with agile development, and drive greater use of shared services. I'm Tom Temin.
The GAO is recommending DOD increase its attention on contracts, especially for ones including inherently governmental functions. A new report finds purchasers may be inaccurately reporting the extent to which contractors are providing services. It says without accurately identifying the functions contractors are performing, DOD may not have proper oversight in place. The Justice Department says the government is joining a lawsuit against UK-based Inchcape Shipping Services, alleging the company overcharged the U.S. Navy for ship husbanding services for almost 10 years. The suit charges the company with overstating both the quantity and rate of goods and services provided. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.